弟兄姊妹都知道我的负担呢，乃是从哥林多前书看哥林多教会见证的失落和恢复的道路。
Brothers and sisters all know that my burden is seeing the testimony how it was lost in the Corinthian church and how it's on its road to recovery.
今天早晨，我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲到，我们神的心中有一件非常重要的事。
This morning we said to brother and sister, in the heart of God, there's a very important thing.
也是他要托付给他的众教会的事。
It's what he wants to entrust to all his church.
我相信现在弟兄姊妹都应该知道是什么。
I think brothers and sisters now all know what this is.
我们知道是什么吗？
Do we know what it is?
神把什么东西托付给教会呢？
What did God entrust to the church?
神乃是把基督的见证托付给教会。
God entrusted the testimony of Christ to the church.
我们知道神只有一个见证。
We know that God only has one testimony.
那就是基督的见证。
That is the testimony of Christ.
神要教会在地上所做的唯一重要的事，就是要维护这个见证。
The only important thing that God wants the church on earth to do is to preserve and uphold this testimony.
神把一个见证托付给历世历代各道各处所有不同的教会。
That God gave this testimony to all generations throughout all different churches.
神要我们在不同的时代，在不同的地方，在不同的聚会里面为神来做这个见证。
That God wants in different times, different generations, in different times, in different church to keep this testimony.
从教会的历史上来看，
Looking at the history of the church,
有的教会他们的确把基督的见证见证得非常美丽。
Some church really uphold the testimony of Christ.
但是也有很多的教会，他们像哥林多教会这样落在一种失败的光景中。
There are many churches just like the church in Corinth that they are in a failure state.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我想我们要在这里很着重的强调的说，
Here I want to really emphasize this.
教会没有自己的见证。
That the church does not have its own testimony.
教会也不见证自己。
The church does not testify itself.
但是我们常常在各处碰见圣徒的时候，
That in different places we meet saints,
我们所讲到的都是我们的教会。
We always say our church.
我们的骄傲也是我们的教会。
Our boast and pride is our church also.
或者我们的痛苦也是我们的教会。
Our suffering is also our church.
所以我们常常讲，你看我们的教会如何。
Many times we say, look at our church, how it is.
有的人到别地方也说，你看我们的教会如何。
Sometimes you go to other places, look at how our church is.
有的工作稍微有点成功。
Sometimes you have a little accomplishment in work.
因此他们就会强调他们怎样做工，他们的方式如何。
Then they will emphasize how they do the work, what is their function, how do they do it.
请我们记得，
Let us remember,
教会没有自己的见证。
That the church does not have its own testimony.
神得的教会乃是为着基督的见证。
That God gained the church is for the testimony of Christ.
如果我们要有所夸口的话，
If we have something to be boast about,
我们应该说在我们的教会中基督怎样被彰显出来。
We should say that how in our church that Christ is revealed.
基督如何被高举。
How Christ is uplifted.
所以保罗告诉我们，
So Paul tells us,
夸口的当指着基督夸口。
That if we're going to boast, we should boast according to Christ.
我们基督徒我们自己没什么。
That as Christians, we have nothing.
我们也不应该夸耀我们的教会。
We shouldn't boast about our church.
因为教会是个器皿。
Because church is just a vessel.
是神用来彰显他儿子的荣耀。
It is what God uses to testify the glory of his son.
用来说明基督的意义的。
He uses to speak meaning, the meaning of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
我想仅仅就这个观念来讲，
Just from this concept,
今天地上的教会的失落实在是非常的严重。
The loss of the church testimony is very important, serious.
这说明各道各处神的儿女们对于什么是基督的见证这件事情，我们甚至赶不上哥林多的教会。
Like many different churches today, we don't even measure up to the Corinthian church in understanding what is the testimony of Christ.
至少哥林多的教会知道什么是基督的见证。
The Corinth church, at least they know what is the testimony of Christ.
他们不仅知道。
Not only do they know.
并且这件事情在他们里面是确定的。
That this thing in their heart is absolute. It's confirmed.
啊，不像我们有时候听到了一点，过了一会就忘记了。
Sometimes we hear a little bit, then we forget about it.
那就是说，使徒们他们在哥林多的侍奉。
And we know the apostles' service in Corinth.
已经把这件事情深深的印在哥林多的弟兄姊妹里面。
It's already for this matter deeply rooted in the saints in Corinth.
我相信，就着保罗自己来讲。
And I believe, according to Paul himself,
他在一年半的时间
in 1.5 years,
他已经是尽心竭力的把他充足所得到的启示告诉哥林多弟兄姊妹。
He fervently, diligently already told the testimony of Christ to the brothers and sisters there.
所以一直讲到一个地步，哥林多弟兄姊妹里面呢，完全能够明白什么是基督的见证。
He said to a point that the saints in Corinth they really understand within themselves what is the testimony of Christ.
但是今天的教会呢
？But how about the church today?
有多少人真知道基督的见证呢
？How many people really know the testimony of Christ?
当然，我相信我们中间有很多弟兄姊妹是清楚的。
I believe there are many among us that really understand.
但是神所要的是每一个神的儿女都能够清楚。
But what God requires is every single saint.
所以我们要求主这些日子借着他的灵在我们里面做深入的工作。
We just hope through the Holy Spirit that God will do His work among us.
我们应当在主面前有一个大的祷告。
We should have a big prayer before the Lord.
我们说主啊，我要看见。
Lord, I want to see.
我希望这些日子每个弟兄姊妹都在祷告中对主说主啊，我们要看见。
I hope all the brothers and sisters through these days that in their heart they will pray, Lord, I want to see.
你既然让我们听见了，就求你开启我们能看见。
Since you let us hear about this, please reveal in us so that we can see.
时代非常的迫切。
This is very important during this time.
因为主回来的日子非常的临近。
Because God, the Lord's return is very close.
教会在地上需要有复兴。
That the church must have its revival on earth.
什么复兴呢？
What revival?
不是光是一种情感上的激动。
It's not just a stir up of feeling.
不是仅仅在外面工作上面的一种的复兴。
It's not just an exterior work.
乃是希望能够回到神的心意里面。
It's that the church can go back to the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这是今天我想神的心很迫切在教会中间所要得做的。
This is the heart of God, what He really wants.To see in his children the church.
我们早晨也讲过。
This morning we also said.
神差遣他的儿子道成肉身来到地上。
He sent his son become flesh on earth.
他有33年半的时间在地上。
For 33.5 years he was on earth.
我们的主经过无数的考验。
Our Lord went through all kinds of tests.
最后呢，我们知道他把复兴中所要的那个基督的意念啊，那把它完成。
That in the end, the thought of Christ from the Father, He completed that.
我们看见在新约圣经里面
，In the New Testament,
有四卷福音书记载这件事情。
There are 4 Gospels that record this matter.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在地上的时候
，Lord, when He was on earth,
他的确把父的荣耀带到地上。
He really brought forth the glory of the Father on earth.
那么。许多的时候我们读四福音书的时候呢
Many times when we read the 4 Gospels
我们好像只注重在主所说的他所行的他所做的
We only emphasize what he said, what he did, and how he worked
但是这个是不够的
But that's not enough
当我们读四福音书的时候
When we read the 4 Gospels
我们更当注重的是主所是的
We should emphasize what he is, what the Lord is
那就是基督
That he is Christ
所以主为什么在地上有33年半的时间呢
？So why does the Lord have 33.5 years on earth?
感谢主在这么短的一段时间里面
，We thank the Lord in such a short time.
神的儿子就完成了神的托付。
That the Son of God completely fulfilled the instructions
of the Father. 他把神心中所要的基督那个意义完全把它活出来。
That what God wanted the Christ, He actually lived out.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们读四福音书的时候
，When we read the 4 Gospels,
我们更当注重。主所是的
We should emphasize what he did. What he
因为主到地上来
Because when he came to
我们说过他不仅是要成全救恩
Not only does he have to fulfill salvation.
更重要的是把神在创世以前的奥秘
That But more importantly, that before the creation world, the mystery of God,
那个心中的那个基督要把它完成它。
That Christ, that he will completely fulfill it.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
当我们在读四福音书的时候
when we read the four gospels,
我们不仅看见主在地上曾经有过三十三年半的生活
we not only see the, how he lived during these 33 and a half years,
如果我们仅仅注重说这只不过是主所做的
if we only emphasize this is just what he did,
这种的研究是一种客观的
this kind of study is very objective,
这种是属于历史性的
this is historical,
啊，我们知道我们的主是如何伟大
we know how great our Lord,
他是多么的善良
that he's so,
他是多么的慈爱
he's so calm, he's so generous,
他是多么的温柔谦卑
he's very humble and,
他是多么为我们受苦
that he suffers so much for us
是的这些弟兄姊妹我们是需要知道的
yes, these are things we should know, brothers and
sisters 但是这还不是神的本意
but this is not the original intention of God
神更让我们知道的
what God really wants us to know
就是当我们在读四福音书的时候
so when we're reading the four gospels
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们要进一步的看见
we should look deeper
主所赐给我们的生命
the life that the Lord has given us
这个生命就包含了四福音书里面主所做的一切的事物
that the life encompassed all that he did in among the four gospels
在我们的生命里
that in our life
主所行所做的都在其中
what he has done, what he worked, that's all in it
弟兄姊妹们主把这个生命赐给教会
This life he has given to the church
如果我们有这样的一个眼光
If we have such seeing
我们这个看见是主观的
Then we can see it's more subjective
并且是经历的
It's something we experience
那就是主所说的他如何我们也要如何
Then it's like what he is that's how we should be
头如何身体也要如何
How the head is then the body also will be.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们的主已经把神所要的已经完成
that the Lord already accomplished everything that God wanted.
神借着圣灵把这件事情托付给教会
that God through the Holy Spirit entrusted this thing to the church.
并且圣灵的工作要把基督所完成的一切都做在我们身上
the work of the Holy Spirit will also entrust all that Christ has done to us
坐在教会的里面
so that it can be among the church
让教会能像头一样的在身体中能把基督的意义把它活出来
so the church can be like the head can live out Christ
我想弟兄姊妹们
I think brothers and sisters
这是全本圣经中间最重要的思想
this is the most important thinking process in the church
这个也是给所有亲爱的弟兄和姊妹
this is for all dear brothers and sisters
只要你是一个蒙恩得救的人
as long as you are saved
你就在其中有份
then you have this portion in it
我们讲过
we said
主在历史中啊
in the history the Lord
特别在教会的历史中
especially in the history of the church
我把这个见证托付给了无数的教会
that the Lord entrusted this testimony to many many different churches
但是并不是所有的教会都能够完成神的托付
but not all the church can fulfill what the Lord has entrusted to them
像哥林多的教会
like the church in Corinth
他们在头一个世纪
in the first century
他们有相当的一个失落
they have such a failure
但是我们要感谢神
but we thank the Lord
我们看见虽然哥林多的教会光景不好
even though the condition of the church in Corinth is not good
但是神没有放弃
but God did not give up
不像我们人、啊、
not like us human beings
有时候教会的光景不好了我们就想放弃
when we see the condition church is bad we want to give up
神永远不放弃
God never gives up
并且神的选召是没有后悔的
that the call of the Lord is irrevocable
神就让保罗呢来做父亲
that God allowed Paul to be like father
所以在哥林多前书第四章里面
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 4
我们看见保罗以为父的心来服侍哥林多的弟兄姊妹
That Paul had a fatherly heart to serve the brothers and sisters
我们晓得在侍奉上
We know that on service
这是一个重要的原则
This is an important principle
所有服侍主的人都应该有为父的心
That everyone who serves the Lord should have a fatherly heart
因为我们把神的工作好像当作自己的孩子一样来看待
because we look upon the work of the Lord God as our children
没有一个父母会放弃孩子的
no parent will give up their own children
啊，我说正常的光景是吧
？I'm saying a normal condition.
这个孩子越坏，
no、
越不好啊。
No matter how bad this kid is.
反而叫我们越费心。
That we will actually spend more time.
啊，叫我们更觉得要爱护他，怎么样能够帮助他起来
？We feel like how much more we want to help him or her.
所以我们天上的父亲呢，就让保罗呢。以为父的心来服侍哥林多的教会。
So our heavenly Father allowed Paul to have a fatherly heart to serve the church.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第四章告诉我们。
So Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter
4. 他说做师父的有一万。
There are many servants in the Lord.
但是为父的不多。
But to have fathers there are not many.
就今天在教会里面呢。
So in the church today.
当老师来教导容易。
Oh, there are many teachers.
要有为父的心不容易。
But to have a fatherly heart is not easy.
我想有服侍的经验的弟兄姊妹们都能够领会。
I think those of us who serve the Lord, I think you can experience.
当我们用为父的心来服侍的时候，
When we have a fatherly heart to serve,
那就要受苦了。
Then we will suffer.
所以保罗对这个哥林多弟兄姊妹讲。
So Paul says to the saints in Corinth.
他说我心里难过。多多的流泪。
My heart is sorrowful. I have so much tears.
你要知道，这个只有为父的心才会流泪。
You should know only a fatherly heart can cry.
他说：“我对你们说话，像对自己的孩子说话一样。
”He says, "I speak to you just like I speak to my own children."
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神没有放弃他的百姓。
That God did not give up His people.
神仍旧差遣他的仆人。
That God sent His servant
用为父的心爱护哥林多的教会
to have a fatherly heart to love the church
并且教导他们引导他们
teaching them, leading them
使他们能够重新回到见证的路上
so that they can go back to the road of testimony
当我们读哥林多后书的时候
when we read 2 Corinthians
我们看见的确有一个功效显在那里
we see some a function that came out
感谢主
we thank the Lord, a result
在哥林多的教会里面大部分的弟兄姊妹听从了使徒保罗的劝告
we see most of the saints in the Corinth they actually listened to what Paul has said
所以可见呢哥林多这个教会还是有感觉的
so we see that the church in Corinth there's feeling there
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们对神的事，我们还有感有没有感觉呢
？So brothers and sisters, do you actually feel have feeling toward the work of God today?
至少哥林多的弟兄姊妹收到这个哥林多前书的时候
，That at least the saints in Corinth when they had 1 Corinthians,
他们深深的责备自己
，They actually scolded themselves.
他们在神跟前还有一个非常好的一个态度来迎接
，They had actually had a good attitude before God to receive this.
所以保罗看见他们的懊悔，哎呀，保罗心里面很受感动。
So Paul was very touched to see their repentance.
所以保罗也安慰他们。
So Paul actually comforted them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这是头一个世纪。
This is the first century.
在我们的眼中看为最不好的一个教会。
In our eyes, we see this is the worst church.
他们没有失去生命的感觉。
But they did not lose touch with life.
但是我们看一看今天地上的教会。
But look at church today.
弟兄姊妹，我们几乎已经很多时候已经到了一个非常麻木的光景中。
We actually have a condition of numbness.
所以我常常读到哥林多教会的光景的时候
，Many times when I read the condition of the church in Corinth,
我深深的感觉很惭愧。
I feel actually ashamed.
有时候心里觉得非常的难过。
I feel very sorrowful in my heart.
我们处在一个什么样的时代
？What kind of a time are we living in?
我们的教会的光景。
A condition of our church.
还向着神所要的事物有反应吗
？Do we have a response to what God wants?
很多时候我们连哥林多的教会都赶不上。
We can't even measure up to the church in Corinth.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
我们需要主的光。
We need the light of the Lord.
需要主对我们的心说话。
We need His heart to speak to us.
愿主的怜悯在这些日子呢临到我们。
May His mercy be upon us in these days.
那么。哥林多虽然有这么多的难处
，Even though the Church of Corinth has so many difficulties，
我们早晨已经讲过
，We already said，
哥林多的教会至少我们看出有14个大的问题在那。
We already said there are 14 big problems in Church of Corinth。
这14个问题啊
，These 14 problems
可以说包含了哥林多教会所有一切的生活和侍奉。
It actually encompasses all the service and living in Church of Corinth。
这说明基督的见证是跟我们每一个弟兄姊妹的生活。 整个教会的生活完全连在一起。
That we know the testimony of Christ is intricately connected to our living.
有这么多的问题怎么办呢？
So you have so many problems. What are you going to do?
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的神是有办法。
Our God has a method. Has a plan.
我们的神早知道这个世界堕落之后那个光景是如何的。
Our God already knows the condition after the world has fallen.
主也早知道他所救赎回来的这班百姓是有诸多的问题的。
The Lord already knows that those he redeemed, there's a lot of problems.
所以神老早就预备了方法。
So he already came up with a method.
这个方法就是基督的十字架。
This method is the cross of Christ.
我们晓得这个基督的十字架。
We know that Christ, cross of Christ.
这不是在两千年前呢。神临时想出来的方法。
It's not suddenly 2,000 years ago God suddenly thought about this method.
启示录告诉我们
We know in Revelation
羔羊是在立世界根基的时候就被杀了。
The lamb before creation was already killed.
所以十字架的意念老早就在神的里面。
So the thought of cross is already in God's mind.
神老早就预备好了这个方法了。
God already had this plan, this method.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brother and sister,
保罗就用这个十字架来解决整个哥林多教会的难题。
Paul used the cross to deal with all the problems in Church of Corinth.
现在我请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些的经文。
So I ask brothers and sisters to read some passages with me.
请我们打开哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God.
二十二节和二十三节。
Verse 22-23.
犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石。在外邦人为愚拙。
Jews demand miraculous signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles.
第二章第一节到第五节。
Chapter 2 verses 1-5.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意。在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not of wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power.
十三章第四节到第八节。
Chapter 13 verses 4-8.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐，爱是永不止息。
Love is patient, love is kind. It is not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it does not keep record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
第十五章第三、第四节。
Chapter 15, verses 3 and 4.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
For what I receive, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
我们再看马太福音第十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音。
Gospel according to Matthew.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
第二十一节到二十三节。
Verses 21 through 23.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去。受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of law, that he must be killed on the third day, be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block to me. You do not have the mind in things of God, but the things of men.
我们晓得哥林多的教会在各方面都是很富足的。
We know that in every aspect, the Church of Corinth is very rich.
口才知识都全备。
Whether it's eloquence or etc., they have everything.
在恩赐上没有一样不及人的。
That they have lacked nothing in terms of spiritual gift.
但是哥林多最大的缺失是什么呢？
But what is the biggest loss in the Church of Corinth?
就是他们不明白十字架的道理。
Because it's that they do not understand the cross.
他们也轻看十字架。
They look lightly upon the cross.
更不注重十字架的经历。
They do not emphasize the experience of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这也是今天地上的教会所有的严重的一个缺失。
This is actually a big loss that the church today has.
我们看见彼得的光景也是这样。
We see the condition of Peter was similar.
在该撒利亚腓立比的境内，彼得刚刚得着父的启示。
That in the Caesarea Philippi, Peter just received the Father's revelation.
他对主说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
He said to the Lord that you are Christ, the Son of the Eternal God.
主的心一下子很非常的欢喜。
That the Lord's heart was so happy, so joyful.
主才称赞他。
He actually
那么那个时候呢
？But at that time,
这个主以为门徒们呢可以接受十字架的道理。
At that time, Lord actually thought the disciples can be able to receive the message of the cross.
所以那里说从此。
But from that point on,
主就告诉他们说要上耶路撒冷去，
要被杀。That's why the Lord said, "I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going to be killed."
三日复活。
In third day, I will resurrect.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
彼得是一个看见主的人，看见主是基督的人。
Peter saw that the Lord is Christ.
但也是一个不要十字架的人。
But he's also one who doesn't want the cross.
今天很多的时候，我们的光景也是差不多。
Today, our conditions similar.
我们要神的恩惠和神的祝福。
We want the blessing and the grace of God.
我们不要十字架。
We don't want the cross.
所以在那里，我们看见主责备这个彼得的时候，非常的严厉。
We see that when the Lord rebuked Peter, it was very serious.
我们读全本新约圣经，还没看见主这么严厉的指责一个人。
When we read the whole entire New Testament, we never saw the Lord with such a hard rebuke.
主 指责那些犹太人说他们是假冒为善的。
The Lord actually just says to the Jews that they are just hypocrites.
这个已经是非常的严厉。
That's actually very serious already.
但是那一天主对彼得说你是撒旦。
That day, the Lord said to Peter, you are Satan.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为在主的感觉中彼得这个时候的表现就像撒旦。
Because in the heart of the Lord, in his heart, that what Peter did, he's just like Satan.
因为撒旦的意念
because the mind of Satan
就是要破坏神的工作
is to destroy the work of God
就是要拦阻神的旨意
to hinder the will of God
所以主说你只体贴人的意思
so that's why Lord said that you only are mindful of the men
你不体贴神的意思
that you have no you don't have mind the things of God
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
哥林多的教会同样
the church in Corinth is like that
他们有很多很好的讲论
They have a lot of discussions.
他们教会的生活里面各式各样的恩赐都有
They have all sorts of gifts in the church.
但是
However,
他们不明白十字架
They do not understand the cross.
所以因此呢在哥林多的教会里面充满了各式各样不同的难处
Therefore, in the church of Corinth, there's all sorts of different difficulties arose.
我们的主必须上十字架。
Our Lord must go to the cross.
我们也必须要背起十字架来跟从神。
We must carry the cross to follow him.
这样神的旨意才能实现。
Then the will of God can be revealed.
基督的见证才能够被维系。
Then we can keep and preserve the testimony of Christ.
我们甚至可以这样说。
We can say it this way.
基督和十字架是不能分的。
That Christ and the cross cannot be separated.
你不能要一个没有十字架的基督。
You cannot want a Christ who does not have cross.
你也不能要一个十字架是没有基督的。
You cannot want a cross without Christ.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
哥林多教会最大的缺失就在于他们不懂得十字架的。
The biggest loss in the Church of Corinth is that they do not understand the cross.
所以保罗知道。
So Paul knows.
在哥林多
in Corinth
要恢复主的见证
to recover the testimony of the Lord
必须从十字架开始着手
it must go through the cross
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
我们也可以这样说
we can say it this way
神借着十字架使他的儿子成为基督
that God through the cross have made his son to become Christ
所以神也只有借着十字架把基督的意义能够组织在我们这些人身上。
Then God through the cross can really get the meaning of Christ to us.
教会要实现基督的见证。
That the church has to testify the testimony of Christ.
没有十字架是绝对做不成的。
Without the cross, that's never going to happen.
所以十字架
So the cross
成了神的唯一的一个方法。
Became the only method from God.
感谢神
Thank God.
不管我们的难处有多大
No matter how big our difficulty is
神都能够借十字架把这个难处解决
God can deal with it through the cross
当初啊在哥林多教会里面
At that time in the church in Corinth
你看见他们碰见这些难处的时候啊
When they touch difficulties
他们中间的犹太人他们要神迹
Jews, they want miracles
那么希利尼人呢追求智慧
Greeks were looking for wisdom
我想弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是世界的方法
This is the world's method
是宗教的方法
It's a method of religion
这个不是神的方法
This is not God's method
今天我们看见在教会的里面
Today we see among the church
有很多的人也是循着这两条路来解决问题
Many people will pick these two ways to solve problems
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们知道神迹呢
we know
它有短暂的一种的刺激
We know that there's a stimulus from the miracles a short time stimulus
世界的智慧也有一个短暂的果效
that the wisdom of the world there is a result that's short term
所以会吸引这么多的人追随这些东西
that's why it will attract so many people to pursue these things
所以你不能小看这两件事情的影响
so you cannot see the influence that these two things have
弟兄姊妹们今天追逐这两条路的人真是非常非常的多
today brothers and sisters there's so many people that pick and follow these two ways
我们也相信神迹
We also believe in miracles
在我个人身上 过去几十年服侍主，也有一些小小的神迹出现。
Even in my own personal life, in the 10 years or so that I served the Lord, I have some small miracles.
但是当我们读圣经的时候呢
？But when we read the Bible,
我们看见神是说神迹是随着我们的。
We say that the Bible that says that the miracles will follow us.
因为主的话说，信的人有神迹随着他们。
That those who believe they will be following them.
不是我们来追随神迹。
It's not that we pursue miracles.
这个不能把它颠倒的。
We cannot change the order.
这个颠倒的结果就很严重。
If you change the order, the result is very serious.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也有知识。
We also have wisdom.
我们也有智慧。
We also have knowledge and wisdom.
保罗说呢，这个智慧知识呢，乃是神奥秘的智慧。
This knowledge and wisdom is actually the mystery wisdom of God.
乃是借着圣灵所启示出来的一种属灵的知识。
It's actually a spiritual knowledge that was revealed by the Holy Spirit.
这两种的方式。
These two different methods
都不是神所要用的方法。
It's not the method that God wants to use.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
他说，这个犹太人要神迹。
He said that Jews want miraculous signs.
希利尼人是追求智慧。
Greeks look for wisdom.
我们却是传钉十字架的基督。
But we preach Christ crucified.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个才是真正的能力。
This is real power.
也是真正能够解决所有一切事物的唯一的方法。
This is the only method that can solve all problems.
因为只有钉十字架的基督能够引进那个生命的能力。
Because only the Christ who was crucified can bring about life.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
保罗当初在哥林多的时候
，Paul at the time when he was in Corinth，
他对哥林多弟兄姊妹讲
，He says to the saints，
他说，我在你们中间呢，没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
When I was among you, I didn't use eloquence or superior language.
那个奥秘那个字啊，很多英文本就把它翻成是见证。
That, in the English translation, the mystery, that word is translated as testimony.
啊，所以保罗在那里说什么呢？因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的。
Paul said that I resolved to know nothing among you.
这个意思就告诉我们说，保罗不是不知道别的。
That it tells us that Paul, it's not that he doesn't know other things.
保罗是个聪明人。
That Paul is a very intelligent person.
他是一个读过书的人。
He's someone who was educated.
他是一个用功追求的人。
He's very diligent.
他知道很多的事情。
He knows many things.
但是他说，我在你们中间定义，定了主意，不知道
别的。He says that I am resolved to know nothing among you.
那个意思就告诉我们说呢。
It tells us.
他要用神的方法来行事。
He wants to use God's method to do things.
保罗认定了要达到神的目的，只能用属灵的方法。
That Paul knows and resolved that in order to reach the will of God, he must use the method of God.
基督钉十字架是唯一的方法。
Christ and Himself crucified is the only method.
任何这些事物之外的都不是方法。
Anything apart from this, that's not a method.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们看
Today we see,
这个方法好像已经被教会所轻看。
This method is taken lightly upon by church.
没有多少人呢传讲十字架的道理。
Not many people give the message of the cross.
教会中发生难处的时候
，So when there's difficulties in
the church, 我们都是用人的方法来解决。
We use all man's method to solve them.
婚姻出现问题了
，If there's problem in the marriage,
那我们就有所谓很多的婚姻顾问。
That we have marriage counselors.
我看他们所用很多方法。都是用世界的方法。
We see the method they use is all belong to the world.
啊，有的人解决婚姻的问题啊。
Some people to solve the problem of marriage.
那么就是把他们找在一起。
They gather them together.
啊，告诉他们最好找一个夜晚。
To tell them pick a night.
把儿女呢就交给别人。
To take their children to give it to others.
夫妻两个坐在一起。
Husband and wife will sit together.
桌上点根蜡烛。
To have a candlestick on the in the table.
然后呢，丈夫对妻子要说"我爱你"。
Husband will say to wife, "I love you."
妻子要说对丈夫说"我爱你"。
Wife will also say to husband, "I love you."
你们不要笑啊。
Do not laugh.
这是他们真正在用的方法。
This is really what they use.
我们有好多弟兄姊妹去参加这样的一个课程。
I have so many brothers and sisters that actually went to classes like this.
但是这个有用吗
？But is this Is it gonna work?
等到那个筵席一散
，After the night is over，
回家关起门就吵架。
After they go home, they close the door, they'll start fighting again.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这不是神的方法。
This is not God's method.
今天我们运用人的智慧
，Today we use man's wisdom.
用宗教的方式
，We use the religion methods of religion.
这个不能解决我们的问题。
This cannot solve our problem.
弟兄姊妹们，只有基督的十字架是真正。解决我们一切问题的方法。
Only the cross of Christ is the only way to solve our problems.
只有十字架。
Only the cross.
能够成全神的心意。
Can fulfill the heart of God.
使基督的见证变得明亮。
So that His testimony of Christ can be enlightened.
因为只有十字架。
Because only through the cross.
能够对付那个可怕的仇敌。
Can deal with that.Terrible enemy.
只有基督的十字架
Only the cross of Christ.
能够消除魔鬼所有一切的权势
Can dissolve all the power and realm of the enemy.
今天下午我们的弟兄讲到
This afternoon our brothers
摩西在山上举杖
That Moses was raising the staff on the mountain.
你知道在预表的意思上面来讲
You know what it means?
那根杖
That staff
代表神权柄的杖
Is the staff authority of God,
就是基督的十字架
which is the cross of Christ.
在属灵的意义上面是这样
In the spiritual meaning, that's what it is.
所以这个杖举起来的时候
So whenever you raise the staff,
不管地上怎么打都是赢的
No matter how much fighting on earth there is, you're always going to win.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这对我们是何等样的一个提醒呢
This is such a big reminder for us.
今天教会只有把基督的十字架高举起来
That today the church must raise up the cross of Christ.
我们在地上不管怎么样都是打胜仗。
No matter what happens on earth, the fights and all that going on, we will always win.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
仇敌的工作永远无法越过基督的十字架。
The work of the enemy can never overcome the cross of Christ.
所以我常常有时候心里面在有个问题。
So many times I have, in my heart have a
question. 有很多人喜欢讲哲学。
Many people like to talk about philosophy. Many people like to talk about science. Many people like to talk about psychology.
我这个问题就是啊。
My question is,
魔鬼怕你的哲学吗
Do you think that the enemy is scared of your philosophy?
啊？你去跟魔鬼讲哲学？
You go talk to the enemy about philosophy.
啊？
The devil.
你跑去跟魔鬼讲心理学？
You tell the devil psychology.
魔鬼很害怕吗
Do you think the devil will be scared?
这是一个很简单的道理对不对
This is a very easy concept.
所以这个在魔鬼的跟前来看太可笑了
In front of the devil, it's too much to laugh about.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
只有当你把基督的十字架摆出来的时候
Only when you show forth the cross of Christ.
那个才叫魔鬼害怕
This is what the devil is scared of.
因为我们的主在十字架上借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Because our Lord on the cross, He have overcome through His death.
魔鬼在基督的十字架跟前完全是个失败者。
The devil in front of the cross of Christ, he's absolute failure.
神已经把这样的一个方法、一个道路给了我们。
That God has given this method, this way for us.
结果我们完全不相信神的方法。
But we actually don't believe at all His method.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个难处就会变得越困难。
Then brothers and sisters, our difficulty will become even more
difficult. 结果就成为教会中基督见证的一个干扰。
Then it becomes something that entangles or hinders the testimony of Christ in church.
只有主的十字架。
Only the cross of Christ.
他能够禁止仇敌借着人的肉体谦逊的败坏来毁坏神的旨意。
That he will be able to get rid of all the God's will.
我们晓得今天呢，撒旦最能够做工的地方就是我们人的肉体。
We know that what the Satan can attack is actually our flesh.
啊，这个肉体呢，是一点就着的，这个肉体呢是一敲就响的。
Our flesh is like if you light a little spark, it will just light up the whole thing. Or if you hit it once a little bit, it's going to be very loud.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
不仅神的仇敌在那里阻挡神的工作
Not only the enemy or the devil is actually hindering the work of God.
我们人的肉体在神的工作上更是一个大的拦阻
That the flesh in terms of God's work is also a big hindrance.
这个肉体很奇怪。
The flesh is actually very interesting.
它有两种的极端的。
There's two extremes.
第一种极端呢
One extreme.
它是很喜欢主的工作。
He really likes the work of the Lord.
就像加拉太教会里面的人一样。
Just like the saints in
他们有一般人呢对于教会的事情热心得不得了。
Now, some people are so fervent toward church matters.
那个爱呢那个火呢不是从神来的。
That fire actually did not come from God.
他就喜欢做神的事情。
He just likes to do God's work.
但是我们晓得哈。
But we do know.
这一种喜欢做主的工作。
To delight in doing God's work this way.
就像斯提凡在使徒行传第七章所说的一样。
It's like what Stephen said in Acts chapter 7.
神严厉地指责犹太人。
That God actually scolded the Jews.
告诉他们说你们喜欢自己手中的工作。
That you guys like to do your own work.
是的，看起来我们是服侍主。
On the surface, it looks like that we're serving the Lord.
但是其实呢，是自己手中的工作。
But it's actually your own hands work.
那个意思就是说呢，我们要按照我所喜欢的方式来服侍神。
What it means is I will do according to what I'd like to do to serve the Lord.
就是为什么要按照我所喜欢的方式来服侍呢
But this is why do I want to do according to what I want to do?
因为这样的服侍里面呢
Because in the midst of this time
有很大的成就感在里面
You feel there's a great accomplishment in you
啊，你知道今天呢在教会的侍奉上有很多侍奉主的人呢他们也享受所谓这种的成就感
But you know among the church today in terms of service some people feel very accomplished like this
如果这样的工作能够使我们自己的光景得到炫耀啊，那我们也很喜欢。
And we like it if we can actually boast about our own condition today.
如果我们这样的工作能够得到很多人的称赞
，If this type of work can receive praises from many people.
哎呀，我们也很喜欢。
And we like that too.
啊，我们看见今天在美国有很多的教会。
We see that in United States there are many different churches.
这个讲道人在讲台上面一讲啊。
That when a preacher is speaking on the stand,
哇，下面就鼓掌啊！
Oh, people will clap down there.
越鼓掌，这个讲的人越起劲啊！
The heavier you clap, the speaker speaks even louder.
哎呀，讲大家就鼓掌了。
Then everyone will clap.
啊，这个讲的人呢，就哎呀，真是非常的得意啊！
The speaker feels very, very satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有人给他鼓掌，他讲不下去了。
That if someone doesn't clap for him, he can't even continue speaking.
感谢主，我们没有染上这种坏习惯的。
Thank the Lord that we don't have that bad habits like this.
弟兄姊妹们
Brother sisters.
如果我们的服事能够叫我们更多得到名声
If our service can give us more fame.
哎呀那我们服事起来殷勤的不得了
That we're so diligent in service.
如果能在那得到一点利益
If you have a little benefit.
哎呀那我们真是欢喜做这个工作
We're so delighted in doing this type of work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是肉体的工作
This is work of the flesh.
但是肉体有另外一个极端
The other extreme of the flesh.
就是懒惰为主做工
That you're lazy to do God the Lord's work.
啊这样的基督徒也不少
We have many Christians like that too.
或可能还占大多数
Maybe actually more Christians like that.
就是像我们主所讲的那个恶仆人一样把那个银子把它包起来埋在地里
It's like what our Lord said the wicked servant will bury the talent on the ground
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
所以人的肉体、啊、在神的工作上是非常麻烦的一个东西
That the flesh in terms of God's work is actually a big problem
他不是从这个极端去他就从那个极端来
He either go on one extreme or to the other extreme
你要知道我们每个人都喜欢自己的肉体的
That you have to understand every one of us like our own flesh.
没有人不爱自己的肉体的。
That no one's going to hear say that they don't like their own flesh.
啊，连保罗都不能避免的。
Even Paul cannot escape this.
所以保罗在这个加拉太书第五章里面讲到。
So Paul says in Galatians chapter 5.
他说啊，十字架有他讨厌的地方。
That is, the cross has something that I don't like.
就是 offense 的地方。
Oh, the cross has
scandal.
The cross has an offensive nature to it.
十字架有它讨厌的地方。
That the cross has actually an offensive nature to it.
为什么十字架会有讨厌的地方呢
？Why is it so offensive?
因为叫你的肉体啊不方便。
Because it hinders your own flesh.
啊，你讲了一篇道，大家来称赞你，说要称赞你就小心呐。
That because you say a big message, you want people to praise you, you have to be very careful.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
的确，十字架是使我们的肉体不方便。
It is true that the cross actually hinders somewhat our flesh.
从前有一个姊妹到我们中间。
One time, our sister came up to among us.
她说我从前在那个聚会里面说呢，我做起事情来了，非常的这个方便，好像很多福。为什么跑到这里来啊？好像我变得非常软弱，没力气了。
So our sister said, when I, in my old church, it was so easy for me to serve all these things, but to come to here, I feel like so weak.
她说我好难过。
I feel so bad.
哎呀，我心里面为她高兴。
I feel actually very good inside for her.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
她到这来碰到十字架了。
That she actually touched the cross.
因为从前在那里，她高兴做什么就做什么。
Because in the old place, whatever she wanted to do, she did. She did whatever she delighted.
所以她做得很顺手。
So it's very easy.
到这里有基督的十字架在这里。
But to come here, there's the Lord, the cross of the Lord here.
叫她做什么事情都觉得好像不方便。
So whatever she does is not that easy.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Dear brother,
唯有基督的十字架能够拦住我们用肉体的手来服侍。
Only the cross of Christ can hinder those of us who want to serve according to the flesh.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
当保罗把基督的十字架带到哥林多的教会里。
When Paul brought forth the cross of Christ to the church,
他才能够清扫这一切所有的障碍。
He can deal with all these problems.
使那班人用天然的力量掌权的。
So those who uses their own natural ability to be authority,
他们能够得着一点点的修正。
That there's some correction there.
当然，我们知道十字架不仅是用来对付仇敌的。
We know that the cross is not only to deal with the
devil. 更重要的事情。
But more importantly,
是十字架要把主的生命释放出来。
That the cross will reveal the life of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
人不可能用别的方法来释放基督的生命。
Man cannot use another method to actually live out the life of Christ.
主耶稣的生命到最后是借着十字架把它释放出来的。
That the Lord in his life in the end, he used the cross to live out that life.
主在肉身的时候啊。
When the Lord was in his flesh.
他说我有当受的喜还没受，我是何等的迫切呢。
That the joy that I want to do, I cannot do it yet.
那说明什么呢？主在肉身中的时候，那个生命在他里面。
That when he was in the flesh,The life is in him.
但是呢，被他这个肉身所限制住。
But the flesh actually hindered.
所以主知道一件事情。
So the Lord knows one thing.
有一天，当他上十字架的时候。
So one day when he goes to the cross.
他的身体裂开了。
When his body was broken.
这个属灵的生命从他里面就能释放出来。
Then the spirit, the Holy Spirit's life will come out.
所以弟兄姊妹们
spiritual life will come out. Brothers and sisters.
今天在我们的身上也是一样。
That today, similarly to our own body,
只有当我们经历这个十字架的时候
only when we experience the cross,
才能真正释放出基督的生命出来
then we can really, really live out the life of Christ.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
当这个生命出来的时候
when this life is comes out,
它带着无比的一个智慧
there is such great wisdom.
就是能够明白神奥秘的那个智慧
the wisdom that understands the mystery of God,
使我们能够认识神的性情
so that we understand the will,
认识神的计划
understand his plan,
知道神如何建立教会
knows how he built the church.
弟兄姊妹们，若是没有十字架
brothers and sisters, if there's no cross,
请你们原谅我说
Please forgive me for saying
圣灵也很难做工的
The Holy Spirit is very difficult to do work.
圣灵今天最大的工作
The biggest work of the Holy Spirit
就是借着基督的十字架来做工
is to work by through the cross of Christ.
当圣灵临到我们的时候
When the Holy Spirit comes forth to us
十字架的果效产生在我们的身上
The result of the cross comes to us.
我们里面就有充满神来的智慧
Then we inside us, we have full of God's wisdom.
这个是无比的智慧
This is unlimited wisdom.
那并且呢，当十字架临到我们的时候
And also when the cross came upon us,
才给我们基督徒带来无比的自由
Then we have unlimited freedom.
我们才可能有一个自主的生命，不再做奴仆
So that we have actual life that we will no longer be slaves.
我们才不再做罪撒旦肉体的奴仆
That we do not are not slaves to sin or to Satan.
弟兄姊妹，有一件事情是非常宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, there's something that's very precious.
就是当主耶稣基督上了十字架。
That when the Lord Jesus went on the cross.
他死了。
He died.
然后被埋葬。
He was buried.
然后从死里复活。
That he was resurrected from death.
然后升天。
And he ascended.
弟兄姊妹们，他就得着一个极大的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, he gave such a great glory.
从这个时候开始起。
From this time point.
圣经这神的约。
The covenant of the Bible.
圣经中每一句话都能够成为我们的经历。
That every single phrase in the Bible can become.
当我们拥有信心接受神的话语。
When through faith we receive God's word.
圣灵就在主的话语上面。加上生命
The Holy Spirit will add life to God's word.
结果这些话就成了非常大的一个能力
That these words become such great power.
我们晓得今天我们所生活的是一个非常可怕的黑暗的邪恶淫乱的时代
We know that we live in such a wicked and depraved and such an immoral generation.
我们几乎已经感觉好像撒旦和他的差役啊已经倾巢而出了
We see that Satan just does his work.
这个败坏的事物呢是充斥在人的生活的每一个角落的里面
That all the bad things are happening in every single corner of the church.
借着报章杂志借着电视电脑更不得了这都通通带到家庭的里面来
So we see the newspaper or computer everything all these bad things come about all the families.
我们如何来抗拒这些东西呢
How do we fight against these things?
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要神的话语。
We need God's word.
当神的话语进来的时候
，When God's word comes forth,
我们里面就有力量。
Then we have inner power.
很奇妙的。
Very interesting.
这个力量是高过任何地上的道德。
Very interesting that this power is bigger than all things in the earth.
比方说，主借着先知以赛亚曾经告诉以色列的百姓。
Just like Isaiah, God through Isaiah told the Israelites.
我举一个例子说明。
I'm going to give an example.
他说要闭眼不看邪恶的事。
That you should close your eyes that you will not see evil things.
这样神就会使你们升高。
Then God will raise you.
神会使你们得荣耀。
God will raise you to receive glory.
神是会使你们得祝福。
Then you will receive blessing.
但是今天我们生活在这个世代里面。
That today we live in this generation.
弟兄姊妹，我们的眼到处所看见的都是很多邪恶的东西。
That our eyes, whatever we see, is a lot of evil things.
啊，我们中国人呢也有道德上的这个要求啊。
As Chinese people, we have conduct.
啊，我们常常讲非礼勿视，不好东西不要看。
There's things that are bad we won't look at. We say.
有用吗
？Is that that's
that work? 这个道理是很好的。
Conduct is very good, but we can't do it.
但是当神的灵把十字架的果效。带到主的话语上去的时候
But when the God through the Holy Spirit being the result of the cross
你就真正能够闭眼不看邪恶的事情
Then you can actually close your eyes and you will not see evil things
为什么主的话现在能有这么大的功效呢
Why is it that God's word has such great
function 这跟基督的钉十字架有关
Because it has intricately connected to the cross of Christ
这个跟基督的复活有关
It's connected to the resurrection of Christ
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
只有从基督的十字架所释放出来的生命，使我们完全得到自由。
Only the life that comes about from the cross of Christ that we can gain true freedom.
我们不需要过着一个奴仆式的生活。
Then we don't have to live in the life of being a slave.
不仅这样
，Not only that.
基督的十字架
，The cross of Christ
也能够把神的爱完全释放出来。
That will bring forth the entire God's love.
我们晓得全本新约圣经里面。
You know the entire New Testament.
讲到爱最完全的一段话，就是在哥林多前书十三章。
Regarding love, the most perfect saying is actually in 1 Corinthians 13.
而这段话是针对着哥林多的教会说的。
And this passage is actually saying toward the church in Corinth.
哥林多人并不懂得什么叫真正的爱。
Corinthians did not know what is real love.
我们都很喜欢哥林多前书十三章的这段话。
We all like 1 Corinthians 13 this passage.
这段话是非常有名的。
It's very famous.
甚至连外邦人呢，他们都知道。
Even Gentiles know it.
啊，但是弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得吗
？But brothers and sisters, do we know?
这个爱
，This love，
那是为着建立基督的身体的。
This love is actually to build the body of Christ.
它是基督身体里面一个管制的律。
It's actually a governing point in the body of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个爱
this love
的确是一个完全的爱
is a complete love.
但是这个爱也是充满十字架性质的一个爱
That this love is actually full of the cross.
这里所说的爱是一种的品质，是一种的真理。
That this love is actually a type of truth.
通常呢，我们一想到爱呢，马上就有浪漫的思想。
When we think about love, we have such emotional thoughts.
我们就讲到一种的情绪。
We talk about our feeling.
啊，我想很多弟兄姊妹都知道这一段话，有人把它谱上一个好像很美丽的一个曲子，是吧
？We know that this passage here, we know some people made a song to it.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都会唱。
I think many brothers and sisters know how to sing it.
啊，那么这个曲子呢，唱起来啊，非常的 romantic， 很浪漫。
This song is very romantic when you sing it.
唱起来也非常的容易。
It's actually very easy to sing.
所以很多基督徒都会唱啊。
That many Christians know how to sing it.
但是我们懂得其中的意义吗
？But do we really understand the meaning?
如果你真正懂得其中的意义的话呢
？If you really understand its meaning,
就姊妹，我们就发现，这里讲到的爱不是光唱一唱就可以的。
That the love here is not just for you to sing.
唱的容易啊
，It's easy to sing,
不容易的。
But to actually act out is not easy.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
因为只有这个爱。
Through this love,
能使基督身体上的肢体彼此之间能够彼此相顾。
That through this love, the parts, different parts in the body can actually be connected.
所以我在这里呢，我想我们把这个爱呢稍微的看一看。
Let's look at this love a little bit.
啊，因为时间的缘故，我们也是很简单的把它稍微交通一下。
Because of time concern, that I would just simply look over this.
他说，爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is long suffering.
这个忍耐呢
this
你看英文的翻译很清楚就是长期的受苦
that the translation is very clear it's long suffering
所以呢一点都不浪漫
it's actually not romantic at all
是长期受苦
it's to long suffer
那么这里告诉我们这个忍耐就是他不放弃也不消极
that this love this long suffering is that he will not give up
我们常常一受苦呢，我们就想放弃，对不对
？Many times when we suffer a little bit, we want to give up.
苦太多，我们就变得消极了。
We become very negative. We have so much suffering.
弟兄姊妹，爱是很久忍耐的。
Brothers and sisters, love is long suffering.
这个忍耐呢，是跟这个急躁呢是相反的。
This long suffering is different than someone who wants something happening quickly.
他这个不是对着事，是对着人的。
It's actually not toward a matter, but it's toward a person.
你不仅要恒久忍耐，还要有恩慈。
Not only are you going to long suffer, you must be kind.
这个恩慈原文的意思就翻译和善。
It just means kind.
就是你还是和和气气的。
That you're very kind and gentle.
受了这么多的苦啊，你还和和气气。
That you suffer so much, you still have to be so kind.
啊，我们常常发现在教会里面，有的人受了一点点的苦。苦啊，你那个脸上就看出来了。
You can see in their face if they suffer a little bit in the church when you look at it.
所以这句话两句话摆在一起啊。
When these two phrases, when you put it together,
他一说这个爱呢，不仅忍耐，而且忍耐的不叫人感觉你在忍耐他。
That means this love, you're long suffering, but to a point that you don't feel like you're suffering.
这个若是没有十字架的工作。能做得到吗
？If there is no work of the cross, can you reach this?
然后下面他就下面一连串讲了八个不啊。
Then it says eight things that are not what love is not.
这个不呢，就是十字架的否定的工作。
This love, I mean, this not is what the cross denies.
他说不嫉妒。
Not envy.
啊，这个嫉妒原文这个意思是什么呢？它就是像水烧开了。
This jealous or envy in the original language is just like a boiling water.
啊，所以你看，有时候我们一嫉妒起来的时候，我们这个里面就好像烧开水了。
So many times when we're envious or jealous, inside us is like a full boiling water.
所以这个圣经的描述啊是很真切的啊。
The description of the Bible is actually very intricate and.
所以当我们一嫉妒的时候呢，我们光景就不正常了。
When we're jealous or envious, our condition is not normal.
我们就会变得非常的狭窄。
We become very narrow.
我们就完全以自己为中心。
Then we become self-centered.
然后不自夸。
It does not boast.
啊，这个不自夸就是不要把自己看得很重要。
What does not boast means don't think yourself so highly. Don't look upon yourself so highly.
这句话说起来很容易的。
It's so easy to say this.
弟兄姊妹们，只有当主的十字架在我们身上的时候。
Brothers and sisters, only when the cross of Christ is in our lives,
我们才能够不自夸。
Then we can no longer boast.
不张狂。
It is not proud.
这个不张狂啊。
It is not proud.
他那个原文的意思就说呢，那个张狂那个字就是封箱啊。像打铁时候烧那个拉那个封箱。
It's like steel. I'm not sure how to translate that, but anyway.
那个吹风的东西。
Okay, sorry. What is it?
你像那个打铁的时候，为了要那个火很旺，他们才这样
传。Oh, okay. When you're hitting steel, I think, and then you're gonna have
要 blow 那个风进去。
Like you have to blow. Anyway.
我们中国人的有一句话倒是很像，他说这个人很会拉风啊，拉风啊，啊就拉风箱了，这个呼啊呼的，你看他吹起来，这个吹起自己来的时候啊，那个张狂起来的时候像拉风箱一样。
It's like when you're really proud, you're like hitting steel or something. You become very proud.
不要吹嘘自己，不要目空一切。
Do not just keep being proud.
然后不做害羞的事。
It is not rude.
他这个害羞的事、啊、原文的意思就是说呢，那个不合宜的、不体面的事情。
That don't do shameful things. That's what the original language is.
我们不做那个不适宜的事情。
We don't do things that's not right.
简单的说呢，不要失去礼貌。
Simply speaking, do not lose your manner.
啊，做基督徒还是要有礼貌的哈。
That being a Christian, you should have a good manner.
那么下面说呢，不求自己的益处。
It's not self-seeking.
不求满足自己。
You're not trying to satisfy yourself.
不以己的满足为中心。
You do not try to satisfy yourself at the center.
然后不轻易发怒。
It's not easily angered.
啊，就是不受刺激。
That you will not be stimulated.
这都很不容易。
It's not easy.
我有很多年在主面前学点功课。
Many years I'm trying to learn something before the Lord.
啊，教会发这些事情的时候啊。
When everybody's talking about all these things.
你要学的 no reaction.
You have to learn to not have a reaction when the matters and problems arise.
真是不容易啊。
It's not easy.
所以我们呢，教会一发生点事情，就是发点小事情，我的同工们就紧张得不得了。哎，我说不要紧张，不要紧张。
In your church, when there's something that happens, everybody's like so nervous, and I said, don't worry, don't worry.
你最好跟他学个 no reaction.
You should learn to a point you have no reaction.
主会负责，对不对？
Because the Lord will be responsible.
因为我们一刺激了，弟兄姊妹们，我们就会想办法我们做事，结果很多时候就做错了。
Because if we're stirred up, we'll think of different ways to do things, and then we will do the wrong thing.
甚至我们就开始发怒。
Sometimes we'll be angry.
你要知道，怒气也是一种骄傲的表现。
You know, angry is an expression of actually pride.
因为你的己受到亏损了。
Because yourself has suffered loss.
你的己被摸着了，对不对？
That you actually touch yourself.
所以我们要常常在神面前来学习。
So we have to learn before the Lord.
但是如果你不懂得十字架。
But if you don't understand the cross.
这个只能成为一个好的道理，做不到。
This is actually just a good, great concept, but you can't do it.
不计算人的恶。
To keep no record of wrong for people.
就是、啊、不记账，没有账单的。
That you will not record all the wrong things, the things that
are wrong. 永远也不要觉得别人呢亏欠我们。
Do not ever think that other people have fall short of you.
这个说起来容易，做起来很不容易。
It's so easy to say that, but it's very difficult to.
人家总是亏欠我们一次，我们就记住。
If people actually did something to you, that you'll remember it.
尤其夫妻之间呢，
这
个账单多得不得了。
There's a lot of records.
所以一吵架的时候就翻老账，对不对
？Whenever you fight, you will bring up old records.
哦，那个账本就出来了。
And the whole record will come out.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是这样呢
？Are we like that?
真正的爱。
Real love, you will not record any wrong of people.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
You do not delight in evil, but rejoice in the truth.
这句话，我们要把它这样解释。
We should explain this way.
不喜欢那些对不起主的事情。
We will not do things that actually fall short of the Lord.
也不喜欢那些做对不起人的事情。
That you will not do things that will offend people.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在得救之前，我们是不义的。
Before we were saved, we were actually unrighteous.
但是信了主之后呢
？But after we believe，
我们应当是实实在在的。
We should be real。
所以你看，这里有八个布。
There are eight different nuts。
你如果把那个布拿掉的话，下面都是不好的。
If you take out the nut, all these things are actually bad.
这是说到十字架否定我们天性中所有一切。
That the cross was denied all things that become to our natural self.
然后下面呢，它就四个凡事。
Then there afterwards are four things that should what should what should.
这个凡事这个字，英文就是 all， 就是包括一切所有的事情。
That it just encompass all things.
呀，凡事包容。
Love will encompass all.
每一样事物来了，我们都有度量，都能够把它遮盖。
You will have the capacity to cover whenever things come.
凡事相信。
You will always trust.
我们相信每一样事物都在神的计划当中。
That we believe that all things is according to God's.
我们也相信神在这里掌权。
We also believe that God's here being authority.
我永远不会忘记一位年长的姊妹，她如何帮助我。
I'll never forget how an elderly sister helped me.
我记得我们从前在这里跟弟兄姊妹们提过。
I think I've mentioned this before to brothers and sisters.
我觉得这些好的这些经历啊，应该一讲再讲啊。
I think these great experiences we should keep talking about it.
嗯，有一次我碰见她的时候。
One time I meet her.
哎呀，我心里面满了怨言。
I have so many complaints.
我对教会说很多人都不满意。
I was just not satisfied with many people in the church.
特别对着带领我的那些年长弟兄们非常不满意。
Especially all these leaders, the older people that are leading me, I'm complaining toward.
不过的确他们也做了坏事，就是。
But sure that they actually did bad things.
所以呢，我碰到这个老姊妹的时候，我就是跟她讲啊，我就是在那像吐苦水一样，把我很多事情。
So I met this elderly lady and I just said, poured out my heart to her.
他就皱着眉头听我讲，到现在我还记得那个脸呢。
And she had wrinkles on her face, and I still remember her face.
听到一半呢，他就拍我的腿啊，因为他年纪很大，他没关系。
She's very old, so in the middle of me talking, complaining, she hit my thigh.
弟兄，弟兄，弟兄，凡事相信，凡事相信。
He says, brothers, brother, brother, always believe, always believe.
本来我在那讲，给他这一拍，我讲不下去了。
So, I was just talking, and because she hit me, I couldn't continue talking and complaining.
很奇妙，就在那一天，
At that time,
这句话就进到我里面。
That this word came within me.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我就懂得什么叫做凡事相信。
I understand what it means to always believe and trust.
当然，我学的还是不够好了。
I know it's this.
但是至少这句话在里面。
But even this word is in me.
凡事盼望。
Always hopes.
这就告诉我们，我们的眼永远要注意那个结局。
That we always want our eyes had to focus on the end result.
哎呦，你说注意结局那很害怕。
We to look at the conclusion, that's pretty scary.
你要明白神的话。
You have to understand God's word.
弟兄姊妹，告诉你好消息。
Telling you good news.
每一个基督徒的结局都是好的。
The conclusion of all Christian is always good.
这个好不好啊？
Isn't that great?
好。
It's good.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
因为将来呢，我们要是与基督一同作王的，
because we will reign with Christ in the future,
我们要永远侍奉我们的主的，
we will serve our Lord forever.
所以弟兄姊妹们，凡事都要存着荣耀的盼望。
Dear brothers and sisters, we always have this glorious hope.
凡事忍耐，
always persevere.
能够在神面前学习等候，
so that we can learn this lesson waiting before the
Lord. 一点也不着急。
You're never going to be rushed.
当我把利未记仔细读过之后，
When I read Leviticus in detail,
我发现神对侍奉主的人有一个很严重的要求。
That God towards those who serve the Lord, he has a very serious request.
就是每一次进入侍奉的时候，
Every time when you go in the midst of service,
我们都应当守住安息。
That we shouldpreserve and keep Sabbath.
他总是把这个安息日摆在前头的。
He always put Sabbath in the front.
我们需要常常彼此提醒。
We should remind each other.
我在我们教会侍奉聚会的时候，
That in our church, in the midst of service,
还没有开始讨论，
Before we even talk about it,
我就第一个提醒弟兄们，我们要进入安息。
The first I remind brothers and sisters, first we need to enter Sabbath.
那个不安息的工不是神的工。
The work that's not of Sabbath is not God's work.
是神的工，一定有安息。
If it's God's work, there should be Sabbath.
所以我们要学习忍耐。
We should learn to persevere.
弟兄姊妹，更好的是学习 let go.
better to learn how to let go.
啊，这个比那个 no reaction 呢要更高一层啊。
It's even another level, above no having no reaction.
啊，有的美国人他们加上一句 let go, let God.
Some Americans put the term let go like let God next to each other.
其实呢，你后面那句不需要加的。
The last phrase, you actually don't need to
add. 你只要能 let go, 下面神就做事情。
That if you can let go, God will do His work.
我们所学习的就是这样，学习忍耐。
When we learn to persevere, this is
what we learn. 然后他就说，爱是永不止息的。
Then he says, love never fails.
爱不能中断。
It can never have a cut.
意思我们绝对不能在爱的上面失败。
We can never have failure upon love.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
保罗把这个爱摆在哥林多的教会里面。
That Paul put forth this love in the church of Corinth.
你看他在13章前面12章就讲到基督的身体。
That in chapter 13, actually chapter 12 talks about the body of Christ.
所以这个爱是基督身体里面的律。
That this love is the law in the body of Christ.
这个呢乃是从基督的十字架产生出来的。
This comes forth from the cross of Christ.
不仅有这个爱。
Not only with this love.
弟兄姊妹们，十字架也产生无比的复活的能力。
That the cross actually have such power of resurrection.
叫我们能胜过仇敌的死亡的权势。
So that we can overcome the death of the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
十字架不仅对付仇敌。
Not only the cross will deal with the enemy.
十字架也把基督的生命整个释放出来。
That cross will allow the life of Christ to be revealed.
只有在这个丰盛的生命里面。
Only in this abundant love.
我们基督徒才能过着一个有力的生活。
In this life, then we can live a life with strength.
教会是活的。
The church is living.
充满生命的。
It's full of life.
不是一个死的。
It's not dead.
今天我们为主所做的见证。
Today the testimony that we have toward the Lord.
基督的见证。
The testimony of life is a testimony full of life,
充满能力的见证
full of power.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
在神恢复的工作上面
in the work of recovery of God,
十字架是神所使用的重要的一个方法
the cross is a very important method that God uses.
只有它能使教会走向正常
only it can help the church to go on the right path.
也只有它能使神的旨意得到实现
only through the cross can youfulfill the will of God.
而且更宝贵的
more precious,
它能使我们反败为胜
that we actually can, gain victory.
所以在同一个世纪
in the first century,
使徒保罗是最明白十字架意义的一个人
Paul is someone who really understands the meaning of cross.
使他解释十字架
so he explained the cross.
他经历十字架
he experienced the cross.
他也运用十字架
he also used the cross.
所以今天
so today,
地上的教会
the church on earth,
到处充满
着难处
在这个难处的里面，我们要背负着基督的见证往前。
That in the midst of problem, we should carry forward the testimony.
我们对于十字架需要有一个正确的态度。
In order to do that, we must have a correct thinking.
我们希望各处的圣徒们都起来追求认识十字架的道理。
We hope that different saints everywhere will learn the meaning of the
cross. 既然它就是十字架的道理。
To understand the meaning of the cross.
那就是说我们今天的心事是可以明白的。
Then we can really understand today.
它是有理可循的。
It's something that we can learn.
是可以说出个理由来的。
There's reasoning behind it.
这个不是光是一个感情的东西。
It's not something just with feeling.
我们要清清楚楚地明白十字架的道理。
Clearly we should know the meaning of the cross.
并且更重要的。
More importantly.
我们要持守这个神的方法。
We have to keep this method of God.
坚守绝不用其他的方法
that will keep it, we will never use other methods.
认定只有神的方法是唯一的最有效的方法
then we know that the only way is through the method of God
没有别的方法可比
there's no other methods that can be compared to
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
如果我们在这个点上的持守是失败的
if we cannot keep a point of this
教会的难处不会过去
if we fail this then the difficulty of church will not be passed Even our own difficulties, there's no way to it. So we ask the Lord that will teach us how to learn. The Lord tells us that we should bear the cross and follow the Lord. That we should carry, that means we're willingly. So that in all the Christians, that we have the death of Christ in us.
The sentence of death.
The sentence of death of Christ.
这是耶稣的印记。
This is the image of Christ.
不容许我们用肉体来服侍我们的主。
We cannot use our own flesh to serve the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然哥林多的教会充满各样的难处。
Even though the church in Corinth has so many different problems.
但是保罗是一个有经验的人。
But Paul has experience.
是一个认识神的旨意又认识神道路的人。
He knows the will and the way of God.
所以他用神的方法来对待哥林多的教会。
So he used God's method to deal with the church in Corinth.
他能用为父一样的心肠来看待那般神的百姓。
He has a fatherly heart to look upon these saints.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当保罗把这封书信写到哥林多教会的时候。
So when Paul wrote this letter, epistle to the church in Corinth.
在哥林多的教会里面引起了非常好的一个反应。
That there's a great response.
这说明他们属灵的感觉并没有失去。
So they didn't lose the spiritual feeling.
所以这是在同一个世纪啊。
This is the first century.
在众多的教会里，我们看为最不好的一个教会。
We see among all different churches, this is the worst church.
今天，如果我们把各地的教会拿来跟哥林多的教会比一比的话呢
？If today we compare all the different churches to the church in Corinth,
实在叫我们心里面感觉惭愧。
We really feel ashamed.
但是感谢神
We thank the,
神的爱从来不放弃他自己的教会
God's love never forsake his own church
并且神有明确的路给我们
That he has a very clear path for us
盼望我们今天能够在教会里面把十字架的真理把它恢复起来
That today we can recover the message of the cross in the church
从年长到年轻的孩子们大家都一起起来好好地来追求
From the older to the younger that we will really pursue this.
在十字架的光底下
That under the light of the cross
弟兄姊妹我们的难处能被带过去
That our difficulties can be passed
能让基督的见证被显明出来
So that the testimony of Christ can be revealed
我们请低头在一点祷告
And let's pray
亲爱的主我们满心的感谢你
Dear Lord we'reheart of full of thanksgiving
是你为我们上了十字架
because you went to the cross for us
完成了神所有一切的托付
you completed all that God entrusted to you
并且让十字架成为一条明确的路
that the cross became a very clear path for us
成了今天在教会中间最有效的方法
it became the greatest method in the church today
主啊我们求你借着你的灵开启我们
We ask you through your spirit to reveal to us
叫我们能够明白十字架的意义
so that we can understand the meaning of the cross
愿教会更多活在十字架的光底下
so that the church can live under the light of cross
主啊好叫我们在这里为你所做的见证能够明亮
so that the testimony that we do for you can be enlightened
求你祝福你自己的话语
May you bless your own words
垂听我们的祷告
listen to our prayer
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the name of the precious Lord's name.
Amen.